a few weeks ago, Paul shared with you that he and I like to prank each other. You know, we like to play pranks on one another. And I'm sure it won't surprise you that he is better at it than I am. Or maybe he's just more persistent. Maybe that's what it is. His favorite thing to do to relieve the monotony of the day-to-day, other than changing the ringtones on my phone, is to look for ways to jump out and scare the heck out of me. Yes, he is a junior high boy. I think he gets a kick out of it, mostly because I react quite violently. In other words, I pretty much scream pretty loud. So anyway, so last week, I finally got him back. And I have to say, it was very disappointing because he did react, which is good, I'm making progress, but this was his reaction. Did you miss it? Jesus' face is glowing like sun. His clothes are bright white. Moses and Elijah show up. None of this so far has fazed the disciples at all. Moses and Elijah have been dead for thousands of years. Yeah, I'll just build some tents. They can join the camp out that we're having. No big deal, right? They took it all in stride until they hear this voice from a cloud. That is what finally got their attention, and they fall flat on their faces because they were not expecting that. I don't know why they were expecting Moses and Elijah and Jesus glowing, but for some reason, the voice was the final straw for them. So if we spend any time reading the Gospels, we're confronted with this unpredictable Jesus over and over again. Last week we talked about Jesus' different interpretation of the law, how the law was not about this outward manifestation or things that we do, but the law went deeper than that. It goes deep within our hearts. The law comes from what we believe deep inside. In the Beatitudes several weeks ago, we talked about Jesus saying that it is the poor and the humble and the persecuted that are blessed, not the rich and the proud and the powerful. Very unpredictable, goes against the thought of the day. The unpredictable Jesus ate with the outcast. They ate with the unclean, the prostitute, the people on the margins. The unpredictable Savior was born in the humble beginnings. The Savior of the world, God, was born in this lowly stable. Not only that, but this King of Kings, God in the flesh, suffered and died a criminal's death. That is unheard of. That is unheard of. And it's a stumbling block to many. And then the most unpredictable thing of all, Jesus raises from the dead 3 days later. At the time of this transfiguration event, right before this thing that's going to start happening here in the next weeks, the disciples are about to go through this terrible ordeal. This person that they have lived with and loved and followed for 3 years, they've been with him 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Something unimaginable is going to happen to this person that they love so much. And they are going to be thrown by it. I believe that this transfiguration, this appearance of God, we call it in theology terms a theophany, this appearance of Jesus glowing like this, it's a sign of God's power and grace, and it's a sign to tell them once again to not be afraid. God is saying to them, I am bigger than anything this world can throw at you. Remember that there is hope. So what is our response when we are confronted with this divine, unpredictable Jesus? Are we so comfortable with our own understanding of who Jesus is that we fail to see the radicalness of who he is? Are we changed by Jesus? How are we changed? What would it take for us to fall on our face before God? What would it take for us to listen? What does it take for us to say, less of me, Lord, and more of you? What more would it take for us to truly know and understand the radical love that Jesus has for each one of us here? this comfortable understanding of him as nothing more than a friend or a brother or a wise teacher. We tend to reduce him to our own personal understanding of who he is. We are okay with his humanity. It's his divinity that gives us pause. So this week, as Pastor Paul said, we're going to start this season of Lent. And we're going to have, as he said, the imposition of ashes and communion. And we're going to start this journey in the next few weeks toward the cross, toward the tomb, toward that day, that Easter day. But during those 40 days, we have this opportunity to reflect, to listen, to ponder the depth of our relationship with Christ, to really listen to what God is saying to us. Maybe God's going to say something unpredictable. This is our opportunity to learn a little bit more about this unpredictable Jesus. Amen. Please pray with me. Gracious God, this story is unusual, especially to our modern minds. But yet, we have it as part of what we believe. And so we ask, Lord, that you would help us see this part of who Jesus is, that we would not reduce Jesus to some simple teacher, but that Jesus would, we would really understand.